NH poll, Biden leads crowded Democrat pack, best bet to beat Trump. By Penny Starr on April 30, 2019. A Suffolk University/Boston Globe poll released on Tuesday of likely voters in New Hampshire shows former Vice President Joe Biden with a significant lead over the more than 20 people who have declared they are running for president in 2020. One poll question states, in your opinion, which candidate in the Democratic field has the best chance of beating President Trump? Slightly more than 35% say Biden was the best bet to beat Trump. Sanders ranked second with just over 13% and Pete Buttigieg came in third at 4.9%. The number of undecided New Hampshire voters who did not pick a Democrat they thought could beat Trump stands at 31.47%. The poll lists 24 candidates in the crowded Democrat field. Some other highlights of the poll, including a question that asked people why they didn't pick Elizabeth Warren as their favorite candidate in the majority, 17.8%, say it was because they believe she can't beat Trump. According to the poll, 53.15% of respondents say the Democrat candidate should support the Green New Deal. 75.76% of respondents say the Democrat candidate should support Medicare for All. 81.59% of respondents say the Democrat candidate should support higher taxes on the wealthy. 60.37% of respondents say the Democrat candidate should support free higher education. 42.19% of respondents say the Democrat candidate should support breaking up big tech companies. The only question that got a majority in opposition was on reparations, or those in favor of some kind of payment be made to descendants of slaves, with 44.52 against it and 35.9 in favor. When Republicans were asked who they would vote for in the primary, Donald Trump, John Kasich, Bill Weld or Larry Hogan, an overwhelming majority of 69.54% say they would vote for Trump. Socialism has been a hot topic in the Democrat race so far, with Sanders running as a Democratic socialist and many other candidates adding socialistic planks to their campaign platform. But a majority of likely voters in both parties are against it. 60.75% say they would not support a candidate that said the U.S. should be more socialistic, and 59.13% say they identify as a capitalist. The poll surveyed 800 likely New Hampshire general election voters and was conducted between April 25 and April 28, on live telephone interviews of adults. The margin of sampling error for the results that were based on the total sample is plus or minus 3.5 percentage points. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.